Iran Daf Vov Amid Beis. Ahu Mavui Okum Bahave Bin Erdoi. It was a Mavui Okum that was in Erdoi. So we have the picture over here. We can look in the Perish Chai. So it is on page 8, number 48. And this is the Movi Okum Dahava Bin Erdoi, the way Rashi learns Pshat. So it is like a Ches. The Movi is shaped like a Ches. And the Mokim HaPasuach, there we had a Rishus HaRabim. And if we look at the picture, we see as follows. The two Roshim of the Movi, there were two Lechoyayim. And by the Akmimus, the two Akmimiyos, there were two, it was a Deles by each Akmimus. And that is the picture we have in Rashi also. Ahu Movi Okum, Dahava bin Erdoi. It was a Movi Okum that existed in Erdoi. Romei alei chumre de Rav vechumre de Shmuel. So there, whoever the Rabbonim were there, they put all chumres on this Mavi, the chumres of Rav and the chumres of Shmuel, vatzrichu dlosos, and they were matzrich dlosos. Pashas, they were matzrich two dlosos, and on both akmumiyas, they were matzrich adelos. Now the Gemara explains which chumres were involved. Chumre de Rav, the chaymer of Rav, the Omar Teirosoi kime foolish. That Rav says that a movui okum is Teirosoi kime foolish. So let us look at the picture that since it is mefoolish, by each akmumis, by each corner, it is mefoolish, that to a chelik, that eventually will go out of the Rishus Arab. So it's considered like mefulish l'rshus harabim. So if it's mefulish l'rshus harabim, you need a delis over there. We'll see. Or you need a tzuras ha-pesach al kaponim. You need a tzuras ha-pesach and the lechi. Or that means if you paskin like the Tanakame, amovi mefulish l'rshus harabim, you need a tzuras ha-pesach and a lechi. If you paskin according to Hananye, according to Beis Hillel, you'll need a delis and a lechi. But first of all, we have to know, is this considered mefulish l'shus harab? That is a machlokes Rav Shmuel. So now the Gemara explains the chumre. Chumre de Rav, this is the chumre de Rav, the Omar Teirosik in mefulish. It has a halach of mefulish. According to Shmuel, it's not called Bechlau Mefulish L'Shus Harab. So we have two L'Shainas in Rashi. One Lashon in Rashi, Rashi himself, she will just need two L'Chayayim on the two Rashi Yamovui. The other Ruach is called Sosim L'Gamri. Or else maybe you'll need a Lechi over there. But Al Kaponim, you would not need Dlosis. Dlosis is only when the second Ruach is Mefulish L'Shus Harab. This is not Mefulish L'Shus Harab. So Memel, if they were Matzrich, if they gave it a din mefulish, that is like lav. But I feel like you're machme like Rav, and here's a din mefulish, but Rav says you don't need the losses. I feel like I'm over here mefulish l'shus harabim, so it is maspik with the tzuras ha-pesach on one side and the lechi on the other side. So there they said, kishmul, the om ha-loche kechananye. So there they gave the chumrah of Shmuel, that we passed like Chananye, that a mavi hamefulish l'shus harabim, you need a delas and a lechi. For Amar Shmuel teirosei kisosim, but if you're passing like Shmuel, be consistent. So take Shmuel paskins like Chananye, that a mavi mefulish needs a delas and a lechi, but Shmuel holds that this is not a mavi mefulish, this is a mavi sosim. And for the Gemara Kera, the Omar Teirosei Kemefulish. So here, in Erdo, they made both chumres. They took the chumra of Rav that has a din of mefulish, and the chumra of Shmuel that by a mefulish one needs a velas and a lechi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi movi okem shnei psochov mefuloshim loshus harabim. Achas kigoinze, both of the psochim are mefulish to one loshus harab. Vatzuchu dlosois bishnei akmu misoi. Teirosoi ke mefulish, vekan yeshnei pilushim. The Rishus Arabim yesh, there's two places, it's mefulish loshus Arabim, to each Pesach. Halochi ke tanekame, dloi boi delos elo tzures ha-Pesach. So this is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Now, let us refresh our memory. We had learned on Dav Vom Medalef, this machloikis of Rav Shmuel, that Rav says, Teirosi kemefulish. So we hear the machloikis, the Rashba and Rashi. The Rihol's like the Rashba. Rashi learns Teirosi kemefulish, that we're speaking about the Akmimus of the Mavoi has a locha of mefulish l'shusara. So according to Rashi, Rashi l'shitos, we have two Akmimis over here, and each one is mefulish to l'rishus harab. So memela, therefore you need two dlosos. This is Shitas Rashi. We learned that the Rashba learns pshat teirosei kemefulish. If you have a movi okum, you're done keilu, you'll straighten up the kmimu. So it's one, you'll straighten it up. So it's one long movi, and teirosei kemefulish, so you'll need on one side a tzuras ha-pesach, and one side a lechi. That'll be if you're paskin like the Tanakame, you're paskin like Hananya, one side a Delis, and one side a Lechi. So according to the Rashba, there's a big kasha on this Gemara. So what is Shat Vatzruchu Dlosois? In their doi, Vatzruchu Dlosois. They were Matzrich Dlosois. This Gemara is a Merdikaraya Terashi. That if you need that Teirosik in Mefulish means that the Mokim HaMimus is a din of Mefulish. So Memele, so then it's very good, you have two Mokim HaMimus, so Memele, you need two Dlosis, and each Ikum you need a Delis. But according to the Rashba, you spread it out, you make it Teirosik in Mefulish, that this whole Movi is a din of a Movi Mefulish. So you should need a Lechi on one side and a Delis on the other side. This is a kasha that all the Rishonim asked. Now let us go back to Taisvis Davola Medalev, and we'll see that Taisvis brings down this kasha. Taisvis Davola Medalev Rav Omar Teirosik Mefulich. So if we look in the Taisvis on the extreme left, there's a Taisvis Shishonim in Meho Lekamon. So now we'll go into the Taisvis by the star. Ve'oid yesh raya, a raya to Rashi, mehu movui okum, dahave bin erdoi, batztruchu dlosois, upeirish Rashi, okum keminches, betzorich beis dlosois lishnei akmumis. Dehi lav hochi, if you won't say like Rashi, you'll say like the Rashba, that terosi kemefulish means that the whole movui, yes, I didn't have a movui mefulish. So what's dlosois? Dai bedelas achas, so it will be sufficient one delas. It's bitter, according to the Rashba. Zotay says, Amiyu Rabbeinu Chananel Goris Vatzduchu Delas. They were Matzrich Adelas. They were Matzrich Adelas. So, the Chenkos of Bereiv Svorim. So for Kertzel, that's what it was. That means, first of all, could be it's not Mefulish in Ganzen. And if it's Mefulish, so according to Rab, you don't need a delas. You need the Tzul Sapesach is sufficient. So Memele, the Rabbi Nachnana was Geiris Vatzachut Delos. V'chein Kosov B'Rav Svor. V'afilu Gorsinen Dlosois. Afilu will be Geiris Dlosois. Ikel Meimer, the Mefulish Gomer Have, V'okum Be'emtze Kazeh, U'pasuach B'shloisha Psochim L'shus Arabim, the Mimonev Shech Tzorich Lasois Dlosois. Now, let us look at picture 50 on page 8. We'll appreciate what Taisvis is saying. That this Mavui Okum looked like picture 50. Now, studying picture 50, we have, let's say, we're looking at the viewing the Mavui we have a movi that is shaped like a T. So we have the top of the T, and then we have the foot of the T. Now, the top of the T, the letter T, is mamish a movi mefulish. So that top, zicha, needs a delis. There's nothing much to talk about. So that's zicha movi mefulish. So that delis is muskim. You need either a delis, if you paskin, that means if you paskin, like Hananya, you need a delis over here. So this delis is less mandapolic. Now the shaila is, by the bottom of the T, by the movui that is on the bottom, that by the pesach of the movui that is facing the bottom. Now, this movui, let us learn like the Rashba. This movui is a movui okum, but it is okum, it is, if you go straight ahead, then you'll go to your left. So it is okum to the Rishus HaRabim on the left. It is okum to the Rishus HaRabim on the right. But al kaponim, we have here a movui that is okum to the Rishus HaRabim on the left. Now, if you hold a movui okum has a din of mefulish, so we have here, two psiches to the Rishus HaRabim. We have, that means one facing the bottom of the page, and one facing facing the left side of the page. You have here two psiches. And this, you have here a movui okum over here. So a movui okum over here, if you hold like Rav, that is a din of mefulish, so you have to have one delis someplace. If a movi okim is a din of a fool, she have to put, so the shaila is on this bottom pesach, the pesach that is facing the Rishus HaRabim on the bottom, or the one facing the Rishus HaRabim on the left. This is a movi okim. So a movi okim you will need, for this movi okim, it's not maspik the delis that you have on the right side. You need another delis. So memeila, that is pshat. Ahu movi okum da have bin erdo vatzrichu de losois. They were matzrich de losois. That means it is not sufficient. The delis on the right side. Delis on the right side only takes care of the movi mefulish. But lemaisa you have your movi okum also. So this movi okum is if you paskin like Rav, that is a din of mefulish, you'll need another delis. So that is why that is pshat in the Gemara atzrichu d'losayis. Frag the Gemara, umi avdinon ketrei chumri. So it comes out that they paskined two chumris. This is mamish two chumris. Aces. That means sai according to Rav. Rav that holds it as the din of a movi mefulish, it is maspik atzuris ha-pesach. According to Shmuel, is the din of a movi sosum. You also, according to Shmuel, that it has a din of a movi, if it has a din of a movi sosum, so bechlal you don't need hastis, you don't need bechlal, if it's a movi sosum, so lechi will be enough. But delis yizicha don't need. A delis yizicha don't need, according to Shmuel, because it's not mefulish. Either a lechi or nothing, like the first pshat in Rashi, you just need two lechayayim, you'll need by the, let us go back to Rashi's pshat. So according to Rav, instead of glosses, a tzuras ha-pesach would be sufficient. According to Shmuel, you don't even need a tzuras ha-pesach, but a delis yizicha don't need. A delis yizicha don't need. Umi of dinin ketrei chumri. Do you paskin like this that you take you melaket all the chumris? Vosanye, we learned in the barais as follows. La oilam aloche ke beisil. The aloch is like beisil. Vareitze lasois ke divrei beishamai. If a person wants to do like beishamai, oise ke divrei beisil, oise. So this already is a stir in the barais. The person says aloche ke beisil, then it says whoever you want to paskin, you should paskin. Okay, the Gemara is going to take care of this problem. Mikulei beishamei, mikulei beisilul. If a person will want to be malakit, the kulus of beishamei, the kulus of beisilul, he's a roshe. So because it's a talti desasri. He can't be malakit both kulus. Mechumre beishamei, mechumre beisilul, olav akosav oima aksil b'chay shechaylech. But to take both chumres, so that's a ksil b'chay shechaylech. Eloike Beishama Kikuleyem Uchumrayim. Either you paskin like Beishama in Gansen, you take their kulus and their chumras, Ike Beisilo Kikuleyem Uchumrayim. So that is the Gemara's Kasha. So how could they paskin in Nerdo? They took together a whole bunch of chumras, and then they made two losses. Either you paskin like Rav, or you paskin like Shmuel. Let us see Taisvis. Umi of dinon ketrei chumri. Vim taima umais al kedai tachashta. What was the habamin of the Gemara? Kivin de loisosru adodi. These are not two chumris with a soisal adodi. That means, it's not a stira. That means the two separate machloikas. There's one machloikas, what haloche, that what is the tikkun of a movi mefulish loshusarab. Is the tikkun a delis and a lechi, or tzus a pesach and a lechi. That's one machloik. That's one child how to pask. Is another machloik is, or does a movi okum have a din of a mefulish or doesn't have a din of mefulish? So they're two separate machloikas. And memele, there's no stire. I mean, what did he do? He went and he was machmer. And the shaila, what halacha mavi mefulish is, he said the mavi mefulish needs a delis and a lechi. And the shaila of a mavi okum has a din of a mavi mefulish or a mavi sosa. He was machmer. There's a din of a mavi mefulish. There's no stira over here. They're two separate machloikas. And they didn't know how to be machia, so they were machmer. Even the leisosro adodi. V'chi mishum dehilchese kevose bechaduch deyeloche kamoise bechol mokim. I mean, what did I do wrong? I paskin like Shmuel that a mavi mefulish l'shusarab needs glosses. So since I paskin like Shmuel, so this has to have a din of a mavi sos. In my shmita leitzah al Sinai. In this machloikis, I paskin like Rav. That has a din of a mavi mefulish. Bekama mekoyma is kaimalon kemar boho, kemar boho. So was will the Gemara chepen with the Rabbomus from Nerdo that was machma? Vyeshloima deloy domi. Dahai mavu ishori betzura sa pesach lekul alme. Veleke man de matzrich glossi. So the Gemara held, but there's not one rov that'll say you need losses. That means that tzura sa pesach is naiva hoiser. If it's mefulish like Rav, it's daib tzuras haPesach. If it's awesome, you don't even need a tzuras haPesach. But losa is not one rovu paskin. So since in this movie, say Rav and say Shmuel, both hold, in this movie, both of them hold you don't need losses. I should pop up, Rabbi say, but I'm gonna put losses. Gemara held that one shouldn't be machmer more than the two balei dvorim. That's pshat in the Gemara's kash. Now the Gemara asks, let's go back to the Beraisa, which is very unclear. The Beraisa started off by saying, you paskin like Beisilu. Then the Beraisa says, if you want, you can do like Beishame, Kekuleim, Chuchumreim. Frek the Gemara. Hagufa kasha. Amrit lo ilam alochi ke beisilu. First you said alochi ke beisilu. Vahodar amrit, haroitza lasis ke divrei beishamoy oise. So you're not consistent. So the Gemara, and this kasha I'll tell you three pshotim. Loi kasha. Or kan koidem basko, kan laachar basko. Eis is laachar basko, alochi ke beisilu. Before the basko, so one had a choice, he could pick whichever poisek he wanted to pick like. And then he should be consistent. Both are speaking after the baskel, but Rabbi Yeshui, the loy mashgech be baskel. So that what it says, haroitzelasois, that means, so the tamachloikis over here. According to the Tanakama, alochike beisilu, because mashgichin be baskel. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, the soul said, so then the halach is after the baskel, the reitzel asos. kikuli dema vechi kule dema, v'lei kechumre dema vechi chumre dema. Eloi kikuli dema chechumre yovid, oi kikuli dema chechumre yovid. That means that he's telling you a klal, by all machloikesin, you have to be consistent, you have to take the kulis and the chumres, but not to be malaket kulis, which is a roshe, and not to be malaket chumres, which is a ksil b'choy shecheilech. Why did, I mean, if he's speaking about all machloikesin, so why did he hop on Beishami and Beisilu? So one of the Mephoshim say, because that was the first machloikis that was in, by Klal Yisrael, by the Tanoim, the first machloikis was with Tamide Beishami, Tamide Beisilu. So Mamel, whenever you'll have such a matzev, you said that's what you do, what like you did by Beishami and Beisilu, before the baskel, that either you take one paisik in kekula or chumra. Let us see Rash. Baskel lekamen bepirkin sheyotza baskel v'omra aloche kebeisilo. Rabbi Yeshua bepeirik azov v'bob metziya. V'boi yisayim aroitza lasis diktoni la beishami beisilo dafke noke. Al akorcho kebeisilo bole mevet el aplukta d'shar tanoi ba'alme koi. D'pligi ba'alme b'shar mili. Kein eilu machloikis de beishami beisilo kloi mekech de pligi beisham beisilo bedivre machlokusam is memeila is so the one should take either the kulus and chumris, but not take only kulus or only chumris. Zog taisvis kan la'acha baska ve'im taima maishno de loy kaimalon ke basko de rabelezer de hazal. Zog taisvis interessante zach. Abelezer HaGodol was chaylik with the Chachomim by Tano Rachnoi. Nabaskol came out, Malocho Eitzel Rabbi Lezer, the Alocha Kemoise Bechol Moke. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer, we paskin like the Chachomim. And the Baskol that was Machia like Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. V'yashloime dohosam lo yotza elu lechvoidoi kidemucha chosam. From the whole Machloikis, I mean, Rabbi Lezer said, if I'm right, that this should happen, a baskel should come out. So the whole baskel was in this machloikis, it came out, l'chvoidei shel Rabbi Lezer. So mamela, that is not a hachro in halach. V'oi, dohosam hoiso keneged rabbi. There the baskel was keneged rabbi. That means Rabbi Lezer was a yochid keneged rabbi. V'ateira omro achei rabim lahatois. Okay, so in hachroes as fakes. If you have a machloikis yochid v'rabi malochik rab, so therefore this baskel cannot be machiyef hakert and the Torah. The Torah says that in sveikis we are machiyef like the rab. So the male, therefore we can accept the baskel. Avolochik ad rabi beisilul haverube. Beisilul is the right. So the baskel is being misayaya the roif. So shtimtoch mit the gidraya teure. Ache rabim lahatis. Aye, so why did it need a baskel? Lehutzuchu baskel. Ela mishum de beishamai havu charifi tvei. Because beishamai was charifi tvei. So beishamai was charifi tvei. So either the shaila was that, in Charifi Tvei, the shaila is if you count feet or you count heads. Mele Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan. That was the shaila. So Mele, so could be the emissar Rav is Beishamai. That means if you would Cheshbo say Charifi Tvei means that they have a better IQ. So could be if you'll measure in Charifi, so they were the Rav. Or the Rav Shano, you go Basar Rav Minyan. Or maybe Charifi Tvei means that it's like a different channel of Chochmah. There's no Tutzdodim. That means in their Sug of Chochmah there was no Chilkim on them. So you can't, the whole din of Roiv is only when you have Shavim, so then you're Machia like the Roiv. But if they're not Shavim, could be Bechlal, there's no Aloch of Roiv. They're two Sugim in Gansan. So Memele, so therefore, we could be Seimach on the Baskel. The Sfas Emes asks, if there's a cheshbon of Charifi Tvei, So my male charifi tvei vot given, that means even though it says in the Torah achei rabim lahatois, but there's a shell, aber kubi charifi tvei pasam tachei rabim lahatois. So I bezoi, so why didn't they go, maybe Rabbi Lezer HaGadol was charif tvei? So if charifi, Taisi says that charifi tvei lemaise, it could be machir keneged roi, whatever the svar of charifi tvei, that's what you needed a basko. So that means if I learn Chumash, it says Achei Rabim Lahatois, I don't know how to paskin. Because Achei Rabim Lahatois was only said by Shovim. By Shovim, you go Basadaroi. But if they were a different Sug, a different Darg of Chochmedech Harifi Tvei, so Mele, you don't go Basarab. Forget, that's why you needed a paskin. So this is a Zoygefelech, so by Rabbi Lezer, they said, Rabbi Lezer was right, he was Harifi Tvei, more than all the Chachmei Yisrael. So one Teretz he wants to say that after the Baskel of Beishame and Beishilu, then they found out that the first Baskel was not correct. Because there they were machia that you don't go Basa Harifi. But like this, you have to know who the... I mean, you have to know which one is the correct one. I mean, if one is machia like charifis and one is machia by roif, I mean, mehechi teisi, so one is wrong and one is right, mehechi teisi. Maybe the one that Rabbi Lezer is right, that charifi is better. I mean, we have here two hachros from baskels. One baskel says charifi is better and one baskel says that roif is better. I mean, so take geshmak ha'oreh. Vim taima im kein mai koma Rav Yeshua do omar im eshgichem bebaske. So ibezoi, if Taisvis now was mevara that the maise of Rabbi Lezer HaGadol was a different story in God, there was a baskel a kvoidoi, or there bechlal the baskel couldn't work because it was keneged gidrei atayra vachay rabim lahatois. So how could the Gemara bring Rabbi Yeshua into the machlekes of Beishami Beisilo? My come Rabbi Yeshua doma eimash gichim bebaskol. Aloloi oma Rabbi Yeshua ela baskol de Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua only said on the baskel of Rabbi Lezer, the baskel of Rabbi Lezer. So that was taken not a authentic baskel. Shloima from the loshen of Rabbi Yeshua. The loy bashemayim imash medein lashgiach klal b'shum baskel. The loshen loy bashemayim vayistachayis that we don't reckon with hachros b'shamayim, so memele, that's why the Gemara understood that according to Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Yeshua, afilo the machlekes b'shami b'silo was not mukha yidei abask. So now we're back to Akasha. He says, this chumre nerdo was a very out of place chumre. You don't be that malak at all the chumres. You take one pesik, and that's how you do. And for the Gemara, Mikomo Kim Kasha, we're back to the Kasha, Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Kula Kirab Avdu. No, they weren't Malakat Chumris. That would they put losses in this movie, in their door. This was because they passed him like Rav. Doma Rav Hunama Rav, Haloche, Take Rav said Haloche like the Tanakame. Haloche like the Tanakame, that you can be Matar Amovi HaMefulish with Atzuris HaPesach and Alechi, Aber Ein Meirin Kein. The Ein Meirin Kein. That's in the Haloche, but you shouldn't feel the Chazoi. Lamais, you need losses. And the Melis, so it's not Chumris of Ipaskin like Rav in Gansen. That's good, like Rafuna Marav. But Rabade Barav or Marav, Doma Aloch and Moirin came. That Rav held fast that you paskin amovi am a foolish. You matter with a tsuris apesach and alechi. You don't need losses. My ikalamayma. So we're back. What's pshat in these losses of the movi and the ardoi? Oma Rav Shizvi, ki loy avdinin ke chumri de veitrei. When don't we do like the chumres de veitrei, heiche de sosri adodi? That one chumre is a stira to the other chumre. Kegoin. Shedra vigilgoilis. The snap. We learned a mission in Eholis. Hashedre, the halach is like this. Ha'etzem kisoires metame b'magel b'mase v'loi b'oil. In order to be metame b'oil, you need a shedre, a complete shedre, or v'hagulgoylis, or a skull. This is metame. What is the din shechosru? Hashedre v'hagulgoylis shechosru. That you don't have a complete shedre, you don't have a complete gulgoylis. So then the halach is, it's not metame b'oyel. V'kamo chesorin b'shedre. What is the chesorin of a shedre that it loses the same shedre? Be'sham ha'yimrim shtei chulyas. So here, u'beitzil ha'yimrim chulya achas. So in tumas oyel comes out, be'sham ha'yizmach. It's missing one chulya, it still has a shame shedre. It's metame b'oyel. Be'sil ha'yizmachel. Missing one chulye already, it is oyshedron is not metame boy. Ubigul goyles beshame oimrim kimole magdoch beisilul oimrim kadeshi yinotl minachai viyomais. He also beisilul is make. It's metame boy. It's only metame boy if it's not missing that. If it's missing kadeshi yinotl minachai viyomais, it's not metame boy. It's not a good goyles anymore. The Omar Rav Huna Moshmu, the Chain Le Inyan Treife. The same machloikis will apply Le Inyan Treife. Now let's talk about, for example, Shadra. That if a behemoth will be missing two chulyas, a behemoth is missing one chulya. So according to Bei Shammai, that was Machme and Hilchas Tumasoil, he said, missing one chulya is still a complete shedre, so it's metame boil. According to Beis Shammai, one is permitted to eat this behemoth, because this behemoth is not treife if it's only missing one chulya. So ilches tume, Beis Shammai is machmer. And ilches isa v'heter, Beis Shammai is mekel. And the other way around, according to Beis Hillel said, chulya achas, he was mekel in yin tume, but it'll come to eat the meat, he'll be machmir, he'll say it's treife. So memele, so the Gemara says, so a person who is going to, let's say you're going to have a koyin, so when it comes to go into an oyel, that it's missing one chulye, he's going to be machmir, like, By Shammai, it still is a Teire Shedre. In this Koyin, we're going to serve him meat from a behemoth that's missing one chulye. He'll be machme like Beis Hillel. That could be it's treife. So this is a Tarti Desasri. That means Tume and treife is one din. So Memele, either Paskin, like Beis Shammai, Kikulose, Chachamrose, like Beis Hillel. But this is mamish the same din. So Mamele, here you can't dance on take all chumras. That's a ksil b'choyshechaylech. Avol heiche de loisos liyadodi. Here be'emison is like Tosis had said before. Be'emison, there's two machloikis nifrodis. There's one machloikis, how are you mesakin amovi mefulish? With the Tzuras HaPesach and Alechi, or with Adelis and Alechi. That's one machloikis. There's another machloikis, Amavi Okim is a din of Amavi Mefulish or Amavi Sosa. That's another machloikis, two shepherd machloikis. So there, even though Grad, Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel said on this Mavi you can get away with the Tzuras HaPesach, Abba Be'emison, it's two separate machloikis. So there I can hop on the chumres of both. Betzemai wasn't able to be mevayer. I mean, lechayre all Aaron Huggis is also ksil b'chay shechaylech. He have a shayla. When is bein hashmoshes? The bein tam's bein hashmoshes, or the goyim's bein hashmoshes? So what do we do? It's kum terev Shabbos. Later, the bein tam with the shkia is toch garnish. Nothing happened yet. No, it's not the shkia. Like the goyim, it's bein hashmoshes. So the meila we're pirish mimalocha. comes Meitzoy Shabbos, it's still Shabbos. We should wait according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So it's come in a bris with Bein HaShemoshes, we're weiter machme. L'chair, I don't understand, in all ha'achros, it's also like that. We take all the chumras. Bris, maybe it's Bein HaShemoshes, maybe. L'chair, we also, here it's takis osri adodi. You'd ask somebody, he should eat the meat. Because he should eat the meat. Why should he eat the meat? According to Beisul, it's treif for meat. His machmi doesn't go into he doesn't go into oil. It's good. This is a suffix. This is a suffix derais, and this is a suffix derais. The Gemara says this is called axil b'choishecheiler. Let us see Rashi. God, someone once told me, I was unable to see in the vein, there's a tshuva sarosh, that the rosh says in the tshuva, nowadays there's so many poiskim and so many shittas, what should someone do? So the rosh has to say in the tshuva, I couldn't find it, so you take one poisik and you found it. The kulis and the chumris, you go with one poisik. Get me, it's all the shittas. And that's very much like our Gemara, but I didn't find this in the vein, the tshuva sarosh. Zogt Rashi. Mikomokin, Bereiso mit Harze. Gut, Bereiso ist du verämpft, aber wir kascheln nach Doi, da Ovid kitrei Chumri. Allochi kitane kamen bei Meuren, keine Allochi Chananje, da Boid los, ist das der Porsche der Terz. Wenn die Gemorre sagt, no, viele hier sagen, da wir passen noch Kraft, das Sosl nach Dodi, treit an Neu der Pligi, ma mach mehr und ma meiko. Since he's machma over here, ave kule beduch tachite. Vetaime de kule de mar bahai, ave chumre beduch tachite. Man, the ovid bahanach trei duchti le chumre mikriksil. Docha taimu. Docha, it's one time, once you docha ave chumre, bocha ave kule. You time is virulei. Hila evet ke kule ech chumre. If you hold like this, so you should take side the kulas and side the chumre. Kigain shedre vigulgailo shalmeist. If ligu bo, lo beishamai lehave chesorin, elo bebeis chulyus. It's only called a chesorin if two chulyus of the shedra are missing. Ve'im choscha chulya achas, adayin betame boil. If it's missing one chulya, it's metame boil. Ve'gabi treifenami lehave chesorin. If it's only missing one chulya, it's not a chesorin, it's sheret. Vavitaime de beishamre chumre legabi meis. Ula beis ilo dame chesorinu, havi chumre legabi treife. Oman dovid betreife ke beis ilo, re beishamre be meis, havi ksil, tososren, uvde adodi. Dohoch havi chesorin, bohoch aloi havi chesorin. Here you're assuming that one is a chesorin when it comes to treife. When it comes to tumi, you're assuming that one is not a chesorin. That's a ksil bachoshach eilech. Hashedre vagilgoilus, gabi tumis oil bemeistna, kama chasorin vishedre, vateitim iteris shedre, vatidrin kishar etzem kisoire, sheni metame boil, kemole midbach veshinotl minachai, viyomis mefoshul bepchayus pek shlishi. Avalei, chedeloi sosun chumri adodi, kagain hochi. De pligi betrei mili, de tolyen betrei time, here it's two bazundere machloikas. Which is totally in two different svaras. Ma'al machme boho okum, ma'al machme boho mefulish. Boloi sosru chumri adodi avdinin. Yeah. So that's the Gemara's teretz and the chumres that the losses that were made in the movi in Nerdot. Fragt die Gemara weiter, Veheche de Sosri Adodi lo yavdinon. What are you telling me? What if it's Sosri Adodi, then you ziche don't do both chumres. Moser Rav Misharshie, Maise be Rabbi Akiva, Shalikait Esrig, Be'echot Beshvat. By the din is Esrig, you go, Bosolakita. Now, he was Malakit, that means to, you go Bosolakita, that means to decide which year the Esrig belongs to, so you go in this man halakite. Other parish you go basa chanote. Esrig go bosa lekitev. Now, Rabbi Kiva was malaket on Esrig be'echad b'shvat. Now, the year that he was malaketed was the Shana Shnia Hayotzis Lishlishis. So, Memele, now the Shaila is, when does it become Rosh Hashanah Leilonis? Does it become Rosh Hashanah Leilonis Chamisha Osa Bishvat? So it comes out that when he was malaketed, it was still Bishana Shnia. It's going to become Shana Shlishis after Rosh Hashanah, after Chamisha Osa. If Rosh Hashanah Leilonis is Echad Bishvat, so he was malaketed the third year. Maisa Berabeki Vishalikat Esrig Be'echad Bishvat. And he didn't know, is this the second year? Because Rosh Hashanah is going to become Chamisha Osa. So it's Chayiv B'Maisa Sheini. Or is it the third year and it's Chayiv B'Maisa Roni? B'Nog Boi Bezi Surim. So he gave, he was Yaitse both. Sai Maisa Sheini and Sai Maisa Roni. Echot Kedivri Beishami V'Echot Kedivri Beishilu. So now you just said that you can't do such a thing. He can't take all the chumris. Either you hold it's Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Say it's a chumre, it is Rosh Hashanah, chumre, it's not Rosh Hashanah, you can't do such a thing. And the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Gemara is topic late. No, Rabbi Kiva, they had a different suffix. He knew that Allah is like Beis Hillel. But he had a suffix what Beis Hillel said. B'lo yodei Beis Hillel b'chad b'shvat omo, oi b'chameisa b'shvat omo. So this is a different parsha. We zirha paskin like Beis Hillel, but I don't know what Beis Hillel said. But if he would have known this, that it is a machloikis take, so then he wouldn't have the chumras of both. But here he knew we passed like Beisil, and he didn't know exactly what Beisil said. Zok Rashi, Shaliket Esrig, Kol Ha'ilon Kori Esrig. What is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is telling us that Poshe Pshat Shaliket Esrig means that he was Malaket one Esrig. So Rashi says, no, that is not Pshat. He was Malaket a lot of Esrig. Shaliket Esrig, he was Malaket from an Esrig tree. Kole Ilon Kori Esrig. Now why is Rashi saying this? Because why can you say Kipshutoi that he was Malaket one Esrig? So the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, because if one is malaket, one esrig, there's no chiv afroshes maisres. It's not called a kvias. You have to, there's a Mishnah, the Magia and the Ritva Rosh Hashanah perik, he brings a Mishnah maisres perik gimel, Mishnah chesem maisres, that it seems if a person is malaket, one peri from an ilan, it's not called a kvias, and there's no chiv of afroshes maisres. So therefore Rashi says that he was malaket many esrigim from an esrig tree. Shnei yisurim, shnio yoitzo, ushlishis nichneses avoy. That, it was the second year was going out and the third was coming in. Shana shnio lishmite maiserishin vishaini, ushlishis maiserishin amaiseroni. Ech, gibi beshami domi bech, beshvat reisha shana lilon, kval nichneses slishis. ואחד כדברי בית סילו, דאמרי, עד חמישה עושה בו, אלוהי הווה ראש השונה, ועדיין שניהו. And for the Gemore, Gemore is topically. וכולו, וכולי כבית סילו לעובד. Here he did like בית סילו. We didn't know what בית סילו said. Before we see the top toises, so let's see the toises of Rabbi Kiva, ונוג בוי בייזי סורם, בפורש בישלמי שאיסר על תנאי, that he made one afroshes maisa. He said, if this is maisa, machuyev maisa shayni, there should be maisa shayni. Machuyev maisa roni, there should be maisa roni. So it's mafresh one maisa. But we're still stuck. We don't know what the din is. Is this maisa shayni or maisa roni? Vechiloloi, then he was machalolit. If this is maisa shayni, so the kedusha should be nitfes on the money. And the money he took to Yerushalayim. Venosnei laniyim. And he gave the aniyim these peiris, some amelas, some amonim shech, he was yoitze, he says. He had both chumas, he was oil Yerushalayim to eat the what he purchased with the mois, pektushas maisa sheini, and the maisa he gave the peiris to anoni. Zok, let's see the top toises. Kegoin shedra vigulgoilas. Mashme de vechein le treife atavayukoi. That treife atavayukoi, that what? That by treife, there's also a machloikis in treife. That means according to Beis Hillel, the shiris kdei shi notul min achak. According to Beis Shammai, the shiris kemole magdoch. Frag doch tois, wes vim toime, mai komri, Beis Hillel kdei shi notul min achai viyomos, if Beis Hillel gives a shir of kdei shi notul min achai viyomos, le Beis Shammai nami mayis bishi uraditu. So this shir, whatever the shir is, that if you take away this amount, it'll die. So we're talking about whatever the shir is. So this shir is a shir according to Beis Shammai also. So Memelev, this shir will make that the behemoth will die, so zicha treifelet Beis Shammai also. So why is Beis Shammai choyle kemole magdach? If we say the whole machlokes is only by shedr is good, by shedr there's a machlokes, it's negeya tumen, it's negeya tarfes. But if the lehitus loshna gemore weistach hoi shedr v'gulgoyles, is there's a machloikis by Tumah and by Talfas. So by Talfas, how could one disagree with Beis Hillel? It's zichet reif, kidei shiinotu min achai v'yomis, lebei shaminami mayis v'shiyur adedu. Ba'oid maika masmul rab yudet da'oma v'chein letreife, it's also Beis Hillel, l'shitos, it's like treif also. Lini gilgoylus, given the mayis, ba'fashtei tzich it's a treif. If you say, Rochel bitraktane, that this, the behemoth is going to die if you take this away, so it's sicher treife. Yeshloima, no, dergilis hu lomus al yedei netila bechesorin muet ma yedei rekive bechayl. So Taisva says, treife is pshat daim. If you take something away by your daim, afilu a small shear will be maimis, and that's less mandapolik. When we speak about treifa, we mean this amount that it would be taken by your daim would be maimis the behemah. If this amount became nechsar, are you day recovering the choili? So here we don't know already what, does the behemah become a treifa or not? So for cat, that's the chumra of a Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that the amount, what are you day netile, will be maimis. Al Yidei Rekoven is also matre. And that Beis Shammai disagrees. Bim Taima, Beilu Treifis de Porich, Ve Iker, Baskar, Ve Sheiv Shmeitze. The Gemara asks a kasha over there, Baskar is a Rashi Treifis, of different types of Treifis. The Gemara asks that, there's more Treifis. Baskar v'sheiv shmeitze, seven memres. So what is Baskar? Hanegei alonu v'hasamach have chesorim b'shedre. That's the samach. And there's another type of a treife, chesorim b'shedre. V'amayloi porach nami m'gulgoylus. There's a machloikis, or there's another treife of chesorim b'gulgoylus. That means Taisvis just said now, that the Rehitis Loshna Gemara Vaistois, there's a Talfis of Chesorim Begulgoylus. And it's, and it'll be, and it's also Tomach Lekis Beishami and Beisil. So there's a Talfis of Chesorim Begulgoylus. The Gemara in Chulin, when the Gemara wants to ask Akasha that there's more than Yudchas Treifis, the Gemara asks Akasha from the Mishnah, from Gulgoylus, from Shedra. Chesorim Beshedra, you see there's a Talfis of Chesorim Beshedra. Why doesn't the Gemara ask there's another talfas of chesorim begulgoyles? The yeshloime the chesorim gulgoyles the treife, haynu mishum de soif akrum shal moyach liposek. Now we have a picture over here, a picture on page 11, that is picture 66, and we have over here, this negay the next taisvis also. So we have here, the picture is, the Aleph is the Etzem HaGugoylis, the base is the Krum HaElyain, Gimel is the Krum HaTachtoin, Dalet is the Moyach, then Hey we have is the Chuyis of the Shedre, Vav is the Etzem HaParshis, that's towards the end, towards the tail, and Zayin is the Chut Sho'iva B'Shedre Magia Adazonov, that's the spinal cord. So now that we know the Haim inside out, let us see the Taisvis. Zag Taisvis Azay. The Chesorin Gilgoylus de Treife, Hainu Mishum de Soif Hakrum Shel Moyach Liposa. that the krum shel moyach, that if the skull, the gulgoilis we saw, that's etzema gulgoilis, that's aleph. That's, there's a bony structure around the moyach. Then the skrumen. It is, so that with the etzem is nechsal, that doesn't mean anything. The problem is, without an etzem, the krum will be nifsak. The seif ha-krum shel moyach liposik. Vav bechlal yud ches treifis. So that is one of the yud ches treifis already. So you can't ask, the vav bechlal yud ches treifis, you can't ask kakasha is a new treife. Of nechsar etzem hal gulgoylus. The etzem is not the matrif. The matrif is the krum. And the krum is in the yud ches treifis. Avol shedre loy have mishim de seif achut li posek. But that it's missing a chuya by the shedre is not because that the chut ha-shedre will be nifsak. The chut ha-shedre we have over here, ois ches, that's the chut ha-shedre. Not because of that. Afilu lematem mi parshois de leket alfes bepsikis achutairi. That here, that if the chulya will be missing a chulya after ois vov, further down. So it seems there the chut won't be affected. So al kochoch, so this is a new talfes of Nechsar Chuyas HaShedre. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So forget it. Now we have a new Talfis. So therefore the Gemara asks, Basgar is Chesorin of the Shedre, not Chesorin of the Gulgoylus. So what did Taisva say? He says, Taisva said Al Koponim, that but the Yesod of Taisva is, that this Talfis by Nechsa HaGulgoylus also. That's the Ivre in Taisvis. Nechsa HaGulgoylus is also Talfis. Umiyu, faktach Taisvis Akashe, kama b'nei odom, shenitol harbei me'etzem gulgaltom, loy nikev hakrum, v'choyu. That, we have over here, it says that if the Gulgoylus is Nechsa Ashir, there's a shir that if there's missing a chelik of the etzem gulgoylus, so it becomes treife. Frektach toisvis meise rav. We see many people they're missing a chelik of the etzem gulgoylus. V'loy nikev akrum, but there wasn't a nekev in the krum. And v'choyu. So how could you say that nechser gulgoylus is matre? And that's the kash on the Taisus before. That was the whole chiddush of Taisus. That Nechsar Gulgoylus is also matriv. It's a chloimer, the chesorn ha Gulgoylus have im krum ha-elyein. That what it says, that Nechsar ha Gulgoylus means, so you see in the picture, there's a beis and a gimel, there's a krum ha-elyein and a krum ha-tacht. So Nechsar HaGulgoylus, which is Matrif, means that also the Krum HaElyon is Nechsar. V'afal gav di'ikel aman di'yom ad-be'behem b'chia gav ne'b'niki v'es Krum HaElyon treife. Haynu mishum de'soif ha'tachtoin li'posek. That's because if the Elyon will be Nikiv, some the Tachnam will become Nivsak. Avol be'odom. Taisus is asking Akasha, we see, kamim the odom shenitol halbe me'etzem gogovle Nikiv akrum v'choy. Hainu mishum is the Avol be'odom ain't saivili posek. V'fi shukoshe v'chozek be'odom yoyser mi behemem. So Mamela, that's why a person can live. Ulakach, tzori chesorin ha'etzem. Avol, so therefore you need a chesorin ha'etzem. Avol, amandi yoma ad inkiv tato. But amandi yoma that says that it's only nitraf if the krumatachtim becomes nikiv. On the baim ishov, on the baim bodem baim, can ifsak ha'etzem imakrum soif ha'tachtim liposik. Let's learn weiter. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kamei, de Rav Hune, vi Yosef, vi Koma. Oma Rav Yudoma Rav, mach loikis, bisratje mikan, usratje mikan, uplatje mikan, uplatje mikan, de mach loikis. We hear a mach loikis by a movi ha mefulish. Do you need a delis and a lechi, or is a tzuras ha-pesach and a lechi sufficient? So the Gemara Yosef, so the whole machloikis is dafke a movi that is mefulish to echter rishus harabim on both sides. Either there's a sratya mikan or there's a platya mikan. Avos sratya mikan ubiko mikan oi biko mikan ubiko mikan. That means if it is only mefulish in one ruach to a rishus harabim, and the other ruach it's mefulish to a kamelis, or both ruches are mefulish to a kamelis. So then you zicher do not need a deles, then oise tzures a pesach mikan, velechi vekoire mikan. Zot rashi, mach loikis to mevois a mefuloshim de tanekame vachananya. Sratye o platye, shteyem rishus harab, kedem rinim yitzis ha-shabes. Eizeh rishus harabim, sratye o platye, sratye derech hiluch bnei odom. Rashi and Shabbos explains, sratye is a highway that connects one city to another city. Platye rechoiv l'shvokim, it's like a marketplace. Veheched shnei roshim mefuloshim b'rishus harabim. If you have a movoi, and the two roshay amovi are opened up to rishus harabim, who the poli, Chananye, v'omar boi delis. So the Chananye said, you need a delis, and a tzuras ha-pesach is not sufficient. But bike, if it is mefulish to a beacon one ruach, kamlasi, v'sura d'rabononu, so then a fellow according to Chananye, a tzuras ha-pesach and alechi will be sufficient. Zog the Gemara, hash des ratje mikan, ubika mikan, oisin loy tzuras ha-pesach. Frag the Gemara, if there's a sratje on one side, there's a rishus harabim on one side, and there's a kamus on the other side, oisin loy tzuras ha-pesach. Mikan v'lechi v'koyre mikan, bika mikan or bika mikan mi boy. So if it's open, it's mefulish to two karmeliyos, so memele avad givis, you don't need the losses. So memele, what is Rav Yosef coming to tell us that the whole machloikis, when do you hold you need losses only by if it's mefulish to two rishus harabim? First to one rishus harabim, or to no rishus harabim, you don't need losses. Versteht sich, you don't need losses. If the one rishus harabim, you don't need a delos. Abadig vis no rishus harabim, you don't need a delos. And for the Gemara, hochi koma, sratya mikan, ubiko mikan, nase kebiko mikan, ubiko mikan. He's telling us that a sratya mikan, ubiko mikan, is like a biko mikan, ubiko mikan. Now he's telling you a new din, that a bika mikan is maspik atzuras ha-pesach and alechi. No, he's telling you a sratya mikan, a bika mikan is like a bika mikan, a bika mikan. Now what does that mean? So this Vasemis says pshat, it means as follows. That means if you need a tzuras ha-pesach and alechi, you need a tzuras ha-pesach and alechi. So I would think a sratya mikan, or bika mikan, where do you put the tzuras ha-pesach? You put the tzuras ha-pesach by the Rishratia, by the Rishus Harab. So he says, no, it's kebika mikan, a bika mikan. Just like a bika mikan, a bika mikan, you can put anywhere the tzuras ha-pesach. So a sratya mikan, or bika mikan, you can also put anywhere the tzuras ha-pesach. You can put it by the bika, the lechi you'll put by the Rishus Harab. That's what the Sas Emma says. A beautiful pshat. Zog the Gemara weiter. Let us see Taisvis. Biko mikan, ubiko mikan mi boy. Loi mashmalei, so Taisvis asked Akasha, maybe wants to tell us that you need a tzuras ha-pesach. That's the chiddush. He wants to tell us, biko mikan, biko mikan, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. I would think maybe it's mefulish to two kalmulis, maybe two l'chayayim is sufficient. Loi mashmalei dosa lashmin defalochi boy tzuras ha-pesach. Alos ishmin and desagi b'tzuras ha-pesach. How is it mucha? Because that's the lashon of the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef is saying, I'm the machloikis. When is Chananya choilik? He's choilik by sratya. But by two bikas, he's not choilik. He's speaking about the machloikis of Chananya. So he's coming to tell us that by two bikis you don't need a velas. That's the gemafek takashis is posh. Umisayimbo. Now Rav Yosef, who was telling over Rav Huna, b'shem Rav Yehuda, so he told him a few halachas that above him a foolish to two rishus harabim, says a machlokes. If it's only mefulish to one rishus harabim, then everyone holds that atzus haPesach and a lechi helps. Umisayim bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda. Then he said another memre mishmei de Rav Yehuda. But if a member will be medayik, the first member was Amar Yehuda Marav. And this memre, Rav Yosef did not say b'shem Rav Yehuda Marav. He said Rav Yehuda said, Im hoya mavoi kolol chava, ein tzarich klum. That if the mavoi was kolol chava, ein tzarich klum. Now let us see Rashi. Mesayim bo Rav Yosef mishmei de Rav Yehuda stome. Now this halacha was mentioned b'shem Rav Yehuda stome. Loi pirish loi Rav Yehuda le Rav Yosef mimi kibel haisiyim. Rav Yehuda never told Rav Yosef. He said the other halachas Rav Yehuda told, I got it from Rav Yehuda Marav. But this halacha Rav Yehuda never told Rav Yosef mimi kibel haisiyim. But imho yosef movi hazeh hamefulish l'rishus rabim kolo l'rechovo v'derech l'rechovo hoyamovi mefulish shenifratz koysa l'rechove sheknegdei l'rishus rabim. Rechove, let us look at the picture so we'll understand a little better what we are speaking about. This is page 12, 68. So now, let us view the picture. We have over here, looking at the picture, there's a Rishus HaRabim on your left side. Then we have here a Movi coming in. We have a Lechi on the beginning of the Movi. Now the Mavui opens up into a Rechove. Now a Rechove is a backyard. As we will notice, the doors of the houses are not facing the Rechove. That's a backyard. The Pesach is to, they used to open up to Chatzeres. In the front of the yard was the Chotzer and back of the yard was the Rechove. Rechove was not used for Tashmish, it was used for storing purposes. Now, so we have here a Rechove, and now we'll go further. By the end of the Rechove, we see a wall, that is, so this Rechove is like a chotzer, a yard, and we see a wall that is soysim, this chotzer. This wall is soysim, the chotzer, and for practical purposes, we could use this for the Movi also. But later, we see a pirtze in this wall. There's a pirtze in this wall to a Rishus HaRabim. So this is, we will see, so this is what Rav Yehuda was speaking about. As Rav Yehuda said, Amoyre de Kechidish, that in such a case, if you have over here, a Mavui that is Porutz to a Rechove, that is Porutz L'Rishus HaRabim, so the way we would look at the picture, we could very easily say, this is a Mavui HaMefulish. Looking at the picture now, it's the Mavui is mefulish l'shus harabim. Amali mefulish l'shus harabim l'chayus. You have a machloikist, you need a tzuras ha-pesach and a lechi, a delas and a lechi. And Rabbi Yehuda said, amovoy ha-mefulish l'chove she-poritz l'shus harabim, ain't tzarech klum. You just put that one lechi on it, na guten tog. That was the last memre of Rabbi Yehuda. Now let us see Rashi. Messiah bo Rav Yosef mishmeid Rav Yehuda stop. Bloy pirish loy Rav Yehuda Rav Yosef mimiki balaisim. Dimho yosoy hamovoy hazem mefulish l'shus harabim. This movi that is mefulish l'shus harabim kol alechove. It ended up by a rechove. V'derech harechove hoya hamovi mefulish. Through this rechove the movi is mefulish. She'nifratz koysal alechove she'kenegdei l'shus harabim. The opposite, this movi, so the koysal alechove is nifratz l'shus harabim. Rechove hekef chotzer she'achori abatim kori rechove. The yard that is in the back of the houses is called a rechove. Mukefes alba mechitzis, it's surrounded with all the mechitzis. Hat Rab Yehuda gesagt, ein Zorich klum lesakin oisa psycho shal tzadar rechovo. That the back, the pirza to the rishus harabim, you don't have to be mesakin at all. Elo, forget about it. You'll say, oh, you made meruba ala poretz and fartik. Elo roish ha mefulash lishus harabim, but the roish ha movi that is mefulash lishus harabim, צריך לכי, אי קיירי, כתירס מובי סוסו. Now, רשי יש הקשה. The לושן הגמורה is, מובי קול לרחובה, אין צריך כלום. So the עברי is, that a מובי that opens up into a רחובה. Now, רשי opened up the רחובה also. רשי said that there's a פירצה in the רחובה. ודרך הרחובה ימובי מפולש נפרץ קויסה לרחובה שכנגד לשוס הרב. רשי opened up the רחובה. So now רשי saying, where did I see this in Rav Yehuda? Maybe it's speaking about Kipshutai, that is Sosum, the Mechitzes HaRechove is Sosum, and that's what he said, Mobi, Yaakovu, Lo Rechove, you don't need anything. Zekterashi is like, about Kolchur, Bedemit, Benifritz, Anami, Rechove, Kineget, Pirtzes, Amobi, Bekoisu, Shekineg, Belushus, Arab, Mosul, Lashmi. Zikhe is coming to tell us that even though it was Nifritz, the Koisu of the Rechove, Kineged Amovoi, that's the Chiddush. V'amefuloshim de l'elkoi, and that's the Hemshech. He's speaking about Amovoi Mefulosh. The Machloik is Rav Chananya, and the Tanakam is only by Mefulosh Shusharam. Mefulosh, Labike, there's no, and now he's saying, and Rav Yudah was Moisev, that if it's Mefulosh to Rechov, and the Rechov is Mefulosh Shusharam, you don't need anything. That's Pshat. Now Rashi says, the Iber Rechov is, that's for the flow of the Gemara Shtim. So we're speaking about Amovi and Mefulosh. Then Rashi says, the Iber Rechov is Stume Lagamri Pshite. So what is he telling me? Does the Memal you see? So Vashteitzer, so it's not Mefulosh Loshus Aram. So it's Amovi Sosum. So what is he telling me? You can put Alechi and Amovi Sosum. Yashakayach. It's Posh. Maybe he wants to tell you something else. It's not talking about mefulosh. It's not mefulosh l'shus harab. He wants to tell you something else. Forget about mefulosh l'shus harab. The mavoi is porutz to the rechove. So I would think that the b'nei rechove should answer on the b'nei mavoi if they didn't make an erev. It's not mean that the loy osre b'nei mavoi v'afil loy irvu imam did not make an shtufim avoyis. To nami pshite. The rechove loy boi loy ruvi. The stam rechove ain bo diyoir in lotzis v'lovi. Vein tashmish and tada. People don't go out. They don't use the rechove as a mokim yetziv v'knise. They're not mishtamish in the rechove k'demrini b'perik sheini. So Mamela, that's poshit that the Rechova mitzad atzma would not ask the Movi without an Eire. Is man the shoyl with the tuli, k'demrini b'perik sheini, man the shoyl with the tuli min amovi l'soicha mishim d'les b'diyoyim, v'hilchus k'vosei. The kaimu b'cholat teire, rabach alachum b'avinu l'kula, v'hilchus k'avinu l'kula, ba'am i'umtze b'yim mazriki. Fart. So Mamela, so the Chiddush cannot be that even though they did not make an erev with the bnei amovi. That's ichan atachidish because the rechove doesn't answer. Zayin tashmish and toder does. So what is the chiddush? So the chiddush is that the pirza doesn't answer. So lachayre et Rashi gat akashe. If the chiddush is that the pirza doesn't answer, and we're not involving ourselves with the rechove. So why didn't he mention a chotzer and they were ma'arev the chotzer? So why does he speak about rechove? He could say the same thing a chotzer also. If the chiddush is that the rechove doesn't answer, that's good for the chiddush, that the rechove doesn't answer, we hold like Ravine. So good, so that's the chiddush. But if I'm telling you that's not the chiddush, the whole chiddush is out the pirtze. So memelus, why does he talk about a rechove? Talk about a chotzer and they made an eire. Rechove is a tashin echanami, rechove love davkinoke. He could speak about, since the din is the pirza,
in the chotzer, so you can speak about a chotzer with a merim also. Elo uv de berechovoi, so this was a maise shahoye, kedem rina lekamon. Uv de have bedure de reuse. This memra of Rav Yehuda, this wasn't a theoretical maise. This was a maise shahoye, and Rav Yehuda said over this psak. So memele, so that's why, since the maise was in the rechova, so he speaks about the rechova. Kol knise v'yitziya debatim shebahashas, they always went out, derech ha-chotzeru, v'chotzer lifnei ha-batim.